Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Katie Trutkin and Bruce Huckfeldt about the Knoxville Cancer Run. First of all, how did your first run go here today?
Good. I went out with a 6 p.m. crew, which is second group out of Cancer Relay Runners, and it felt great. I had my friend Sadie Hawk run with me. We had a great pace, good, beautiful weather.
For sure. And you're doing this a few more times, right?
Yes. I run tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. and then at 10 a.m. and then 4 p.m. So I got three more 5-mile loops to do.
I gotcha. Well, this is, of course, the 7th annual relay. I guess tell us just a little bit about the event that's going on here in Knoxville.
Yeah. So we actually have 22 local runners here in Knoxville this year, which I think is one of our highest numbers. Last year we did men versus women on mileage. And this year we have more women than men, so I think Steve wanted to back off the whole man versus woman on the mileage because we have more women this year running. So it's a lot of fun. Initial numbers coming in for donations far exceeds, I think, last year at this time. So we are so excited because we didn't know how this would go with COVID.
Well, that's certainly good to hear. And if people are unable to run, they can still donate, right?
Absolutely. So we're here until 9 p.m. tonight. Actually, the relay runners, most of us will be here through the night. As you know, we run for 24 hours. So there will be a relay runner leaving at the top of the hour from Kenlock Stadium on the hour through 4 p.m. tomorrow. We wrap things up tomorrow at 5. But yes, we'd love to have anybody stop out, say hello. If they can make a donation, great. If not, across the street, we have our signs. A lot of folks donated in memory or in honor of. And as a relay runner, I can tell you how much we appreciate those donations and that support, and also to see, since that's along our route, who we're running for.
And I understand you had a special guest here today in Bruce Huckfeldt. What can you tell us about his appearance here today?
It's fun because Bruce and I are both runners, and I saw Bruce last weekend at a race my coach put on up at Waterworks Park in Des Moines, and he's legendary, I guess, for us runners. He's always running with the American flag. And so I approached him and I said, the first thing I said to him is, you can tell me no. And I told him about a little bit about what we were doing down here in Knoxville. And without even any hesitation, he said, absolutely, I'd love to come support you. And we want to support Bruce as well with his Wounded Warrior project. So it's runners helping runners.
That's awesome. Let's see. I guess, is there anything else surrounding the event going on that you want folks to know about?
We actually will be here through 4 p.m. is our last run tomorrow. I encourage people to come out and take a look at the memory signs and honor signs. It's quite a sight this year. We actually have it across the street from Kenlock Stadium along the sidewalk by the middle school. And then this year, we were able to get enough donations and signs to go all the way up, I think, to the racetrack. Signs lining Highway 14. It's awesome. So if anything, if you're not a runner, you can't walk, you can't come out and donate, please just drive along Highway 14 and appreciate all the signs.
All right. And I guess, do you have a final pitch for people to come out here and participate?
Oh, we'd love to see you guys. Knoxville, let's do this. Come out, support these 22 relay runners from your community.
Well, first of all, I guess just tell me who you are and your reason for being here in Knoxville today.
Well, my name is Bruce Huckfeldt. I'm from Waukee, Iowa. Katie invited me just a few days ago to come down. She said, hey, we're running for charity, and that's all I needed to know. I said, I'm on my way. So I'll come down, run the 5-mile loop, and then head back in time just for work. But I'm happy to be here. It was fun.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about what you do as a whole. I understand you run a 5K just about every day, right?
I have ran a 5K every day for 14 straight days, but I'm going to go all the way through the month of October with a goal of raising $3,000 for the Wounded Warrior Project. We're about $500 in, but we're $287 away from a lifetime total of $10,000 raised. So running for charity is awesome. That's what I love to do.
Awesome. So what kind of other events do you take part in? Like just for some examples, maybe.
I try to run a race every weekend if I can. Doesn't matter what event. 1 mile, marathon, ultra marathon, triathlon. I've done them all. I love to get out there and compete. I'm 40 years old and I can still hang with the 20-year-olds, so we still call that a good day.
What do you think motivates you to do this all the time?
That's a question I get asked all the time, and I really, I don't know. I don't like to sit on the couch. I'd rather get out and do something. So if I'm going to get out there and train, I might as well try to be the best. And so every day I just want to be 1% better than I was yesterday.
For sure. Let's see. I went to your webpage the other day. Were you, did you do things competitively before, or what's kind of your background there?
No, I've only been running for about 5 or 6 years. I ran a race with some guys one night kind of on a bet, and I beat everybody. So I'm like, well, if I can beat these guys without even training or sleeping, maybe if I trained, I'd be good. So I'm 6 years in. I've ran about 80 events, and my goal is to reach 100. And then once I'm done, I'm going to take all the medals from those events and head over to the hospital and donate it to the kids that are in the hospital.
Awesome. That's really cool. Let's see. So what's next for you, I guess?
I don't know. You know, this was it. I don't have anything on my calendar right now thanks to COVID. It's kind of canceled every race that I've had scheduled. On Sunday at the Elevate Festival in Des Moines, I'm going to run a 5K, but it's not for charity. I wish it was. That would be more fun, but hopefully we get something signed up soon.
All right. Well, anything else you have to share for the people of Knoxville?
Hey, people of Knoxville, go Panthers. If you want to check out my info, the website's roadtogold.net. That's road, the number 2, gold.net. I'm raising money for Wounded Warrior Project. I like to give back to those who can't make money for themselves. So if you got time to donate, that'd be awesome.
Thanks to Katie Trutkin and Bruce Huckfeldt for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.